Welcome to our Saturday night concert. I'm Nancy, and these are the Pickles.
Hey, garlic bread.
This over here is, this is Sweet on the bass, and Kosher Dill here on guitar, and Cucumber Chip back there on the synthesizer. This is a concert of original music, although a few of our songs were written by famous people, but a lot of them were written by us up here.
And they were certainly original interpretations.
Right, original interpretations. The first song is one that I wrote about Holden.
Stars shine so bright in the pale moonlight. Life has only begun. I'll be there when my life is done. There's a trail that I've hiked and a mountain I've climbed. Place on the ridge I've sat time after time. I don't know where I'm going or what's at the end. Maybe someday I'll find where I've been. And life in the Cascades is calling me back. Place where the snow meets the sun. And the stars shine so bright in the pale moonlight. Life has only begun. I'll be there when my life is done. Life in the Cascades is calling me back. Place where the snow meets the sun. And the stars shine so bright in the pale moonlight. Life has only begun. I'll be there when my life is done. There's a place in the mountains I've lived for a time. Scent of the river, fresh air and pine. Even when I've moved on, new places to roam, I know that these mountains will always be home.
The next song is called 3 Minutes to Midnight, and where I got that title from is the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. They have a nuclear clock, which midnight is basically nuclear war, and right now it is at 3 minutes to midnight. Thank you.
time, once there was time, once when the earth had just begun. Time, once there was time, when all the creatures here were one. One with the land, one with the earth, one with the starlit universe. But we've imprisoned all that time in bombs made of time. We're out of time, we can't afford to disagree. Time, we're in a time, we can no longer fight or flee. One small mistake, insanity, could mean the end of history. And we're still harnessing it all in bombs made of time. Time, peaceful is the night. Time, just minutes till midnight. One small mistake, insanity, could mean the end of history. And we're still harnessing it all in bombs made of time.
Thank you.
This is a song about emotional sewing machine leg. Sewing machine leg, if anyone's a rock climber here, you might know what it is. It's it's an affliction that occurs when you're doing a rock pitch. And it's maybe a little bit beyond what you ought to be doing, or well, you ought to be pushing yourself, but it's where you're beyond your comfort zone, and you're ready to make the crux move, and you're looking at it, and you start thinking about it, and then you start thinking about it way too long, and a kind of gridlock sets in, and pretty soon, the little nubbin that your foot's on, you start thinking about how that might be ready to blow out. And your leg starts going like this. And meanwhile, you're sweating, and so your fingers are slick, and so the move that's up there that you're trying to reach for, you're thinking about the fact that you'll probably slip off that, and you're getting tired while you're waiting the whole time. And just, it's kind of a downward spiral. And I guess that sometimes occurs in relationships. You start thinking too much a lot of times and analyzing things. And I mean, it happens in a lot of areas. I suppose we should always be rational. That's the best way to do it. But anyway, this is about emotional sewing machine leg. It doesn't occur to me. I was just thinking it might be good for a social commentary. Let's see. Heartaches chewing on my insides. I don't want no metal flavored gulping in my throat. I'm tired of slowly slipping, sliding down into my dark side, down into that lurking boy who needs to swim his moat. Hear songs about falling into love. They dribbled down my ears and drooled away when heard it all. I thought the folks that wrote them must be waxy in their eyes, but that's just what they did to earn the pay to buy their bread. I play guitar, made it sing the words I might have wrote. And if I sing, I felt I had to sound much like a toad. I figured I was just a mean old hopper sort of man who had no feelings but the ones that issued from his hands like these. Thank you. crazy heart aches chewing on my insides. I don't want no metal flavored gulping in my throat. I'm tired of slowly slipping, sliding down into my dark side, down into that lurking boy who needs to swim his moat. Friend, you set my feelings free, you opened up the jar. The health of fireflies, love and maiden flies far. I thank you kindly, these feelings are so bright. You woke the fires that I not might not again give life. But I wonder if you know how far my feelings lead. Did you ever stop to look and see if it doesn't go too deep? I know I should be careful too, to make my walls be sound, but you took me by surprise, now they're crumbling to the ground. That you too might be afraid like me. Turn on your warmth and let's thaw the frost. Leave behind the cold and let your heart remain.
Hello, hello.
I'm going to do a song called Motherless Child. It's not an original, but try it out. This is Steve playing piano. Like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Such a long way, such a long, long, long way from my home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. such a long way, such a long, long, long way from my home. Sometimes I feel like a morning dove. Sometimes I feel like a morning dove. Such a long way, such a long, long, long way from my home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Such a long way, such a long, long, long way from my home. Bob Marley song called Africa Unite.
Hello?
Is that one on?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Chris is going to play bass on it. Well, those lights are bright. I can't see anybody out there.
Nothing.
Oh, I'll tell you who
know we're going to our father's land now. Africa, unite. Well, the hour is getting late. How good and how pleasant would be before God and everyone.
I'd like to play three piano solos that I've written. And the first one is about a friend of mine. Two more songs. This year, God brought a new person in my life, and also took away a person from my life. And the first one is for a friend of mine who died in a plane crash this summer off of Lake Michigan. And I wrote this for him. His name is Ken. Thank you. is a song I wrote for my brother's wedding and in May, and I got a sister then, so.
A lot of people make fun of my cat that I have up here. He's a great cat. And his name is Pear. That's P-E-A-R, like the fruit, because that's what he's shaped like. I got him 2 years ago, and he was flown up here from, he was born in Wenatchee, but he was flown up here from Chelan on the airplane. And then this past year, he was taken care of by several different people, and he's been living in Lodge 6. He's, if you've seen this little black, or this sort of large black, black cat wandering around the village, and he's got no tail, he's born that way. That's Pear. And he was born on a famous date, May 18th, 1980, St. Helens. And so I wrote this song about him. And if you catch on to the chorus, you can go ahead and sing along. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. I have on occasion been mistaken for a bear cub, because my fur is black and my tail, well, it's just a stub. They call me names comparing me to a piece of fruit, but I guess that's better than calling me Puff or Puss in Boots. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Now I was born in Wenatchee, not very far away, at the time when Mount St. Helens was having a really bad day. They flew me in an airplane to God knows where, and they took one look at me and said, he looks like a pear. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Now Alana was my favorite mom in all the world. She gave me pills for worms and vitamins to shine my fur. She didn't like my mornings, which began at 5 o'clock. But I knew just what to scratch to get let out like a shot. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Now the life of a cat is sometimes hard to take. What with decision after decision, shall I eat or shall I wait? Do I want to go out or come in? Oh, the choices I must make. Well, think I'll just sit here and stare and meditate. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat, sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Jane's going to come up and help with some harmonies on the next song. Rain is softly falling in Chicago today. There's ice still in the puddles, but the snow is gone away. I'm miles away from you, but I think I'm gonna stay. And the rain, it keeps on falling in Chicago today. I've come across this country in search of my old friends, from Seattle to St. Paul, playing music once again. How good it was to be with you, and sad it had to end. But the rain, it keeps on falling, saying this is now, and that was then. Well, I've walked through the rain, and you've walked there with me, forest so bright and alive. But you somehow lost my hand, and then you lost me. And
And in the rain it was too hard to see, and the rain it was falling on me. But you somehow lost my hand, and then you lost me. And in the rain it was too hard to see, and the rain it was falling on me. The rain is softly falling in Chicago today. There's ice still, but there's starlight in the gray. I'm miles away from you, though I've never gone away. And the rain, it keeps on falling in Chicago today.
Thank you.
Last fall, I had the opportunity to work at the Marine Mammal Lab at the University of Hawaii with their two dolphins that they're studying language acquisition. And I was there for a month, and so this next song I wrote about those, or for those dolphins, whose names are Phoenix and Akea Kamai. And it's called Children of the Water. Child of the water, a gift from the sun. You shine like a star, you're as strong as the wind. You speak in a song that I can't understand. Children of the water, living far above the land. Children of the water. Touch her skin, she feels just like a soft, wet inner tube. And through her eyes, she tells me a little of her mood. What does she see? What does she hear? And can she read my mind? I wish that I could talk with her in her language and mine. Children of the water. Children of the wind, children of the water. For centuries they've sung their songs in unchallenged harmonies. Their voices carried static-free into eternity. But now we've landed on the sea and we've taken it as ours. From the children of the water, the children of the stars. And the children of the water glide through stormy seas. Are their minds full of dreams, just like you and me? And is our journey over? Or has it just begun with the children of the water, the children of the sun? Of the water, a gift from the sun. You shine like a star, you're as strong as the wind. You speak in a song that I can't understand. Children of the water, living far above the land.
children of the water, children of the water.
This is our last song. It's called Timeless, and I don't know who it's by. Is it by somebody? John Abercrombie.
Uh-huh.